page 94. I strained to see this fabled home of Bullywiff as the Northmen's vessel came around the cliff. The warriors laughed and cheered more loudly, and I gathered there were many rude jokes and plans for sport with women when they landed. And then there was the smell of smoke on the sea, and we saw smoke, and all the men fell silent. As we came around the point, I saw with my own eyes that the town there was in smoldering flames and billowing black smoke. There was no sign of life. Bullywiff and his warriors landed and walked the town of Yatlam. There were dead bodies of men and women and children, some consumed by names, some hacked by swords, a multitude of corpses. Bullywiff and the warriors did not speak, and yet even here there was no grief, no crying and sadness. Never have I seen a race that accepts death as the Northmen do. I myself was sick many times at the sights, and they were never so. At last I said to Hörger, "Who has done this?" Hörger pointed in to the land, to the forests and the hills set back from the gray ocean. There were mists over the forests. He pointed and did not speak. Page 95. I said to him, "Is it the mists?" He said to me, "Do not ask more. You will know sooner than you wish." Now this happened. Bullywiff entered one smoking ruined house and returned to our company bearing a sword. This sword was very large and heavy, and so heated by the fire that he carried it with a cloth wrapped around the handle. Verily, I say, it was the largest sword I have ever seen. It was as long as my own body, and the blade was flat and broad as the palms of two men's hands set side by side. It was so large and heavy that even Bullywiff grunted at the carrying of it. I asked Hörger what was the sword, and he said, "That is Runding." And then Bullywiff ordered all his party to the boat, and we set out to sea again. None of the warriors looked back at the burning town of Yatlam. I alone did this, and I saw the smoking ruin and the mists in the hills beyond. Page 96 is blank.